Leonard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Leonard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is public radio for the farming world. Let's take a look at the numbers as they came in from Chicago and are currently trading at the CME Group. Nearby December soft red winter wheat at $6.47¾ is a penny and a half higher. The March at $6.58¼, up one. And July soft red at $6.63¼, down 1¼. The hard red at $7.06¼, that's 3¾ lower. December corn futures a penny and a half lower at $4.33¼. The March on its last tick, $4.45, down 1½. And May corn, $4.54, a penny and a half lower. July at $4.60¾, down a penny for the day. December of next year, $4.74, down 1¾. November beans, $13.21¼, up 13¼. January futures, $13.14½, up 13½. And the March contract, $12.95, 13¼ higher. May futures in the bean pit, $12.74½, up 12. July at $12.69½. 11¾ higher, and November beans at $11.72 for next year, up a nickel. Bean meal futures $4.25.90, up $3.80. Bean oil at $41.02, that's 60¢ higher on the afternoon, or rather the morning. December live cattle futures at $132.72½ are down 2½¢. February at $134.50, 12½¢ higher for the day, and lean hogs at $87.90 are down 15¢ at this hour. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at all these numbers and assess what they mean to the marketplace is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about the marketplace and your current assessment, what farmers are happy with, and maybe more importantly, what they're unhappy with today.
Might have to be the snow. Nobody's happy with snow this early in the year, Todd.
But, it did snow last night. Did you get much?
God. Yes. You know, you walked out and everything's white this morning over here in New Market, and I'll tell you what, driving home in some of that last night was quite an ordeal for this early in the year. But what we're happy about is we saw that the beans creeped above their 50-day moving average, and that hit some stops, and we did get that little strength that they were talking about, taking us up in that 13-20 bracket basis, the noves, and very close to it in the Jans. Next challenging point, of course, being in the 13-30 area. So we are seeing a nice little bump there, and you know, maybe an opportunity if you had a few beans you need to price to be doing it up in this area.
Yeah, so you price them out of this area. Any reason to protect them, or just price them?
I think, you know, if you're really looking here, why you try to stick a bottom underneath them, whether you want to do it with you know, purchasing some puts and selling some calls above the market, or just pricing out, depends on when you want to have your income, whether you want it this year or next year.
So what are the fundamental reasons to go ahead and do that? Is it mostly South America, which is, I believe, on time for its planting and in good condition?
That's the big reason out there. I mean, as we look at things, we're very front-end loaded with our export program. We're a tremendous pace, you know, when is China going to switch over and start buying beans? Being they've got as many booked from us as usual, why we look for the export program to shift to South America here, you know, fairly soon. You know, the reason that they can work a little higher is because the trend would be a little stronger, and also that the crush is doing very well in the U.S., and the crushers are looking to accumulate a few more cash beans. The one thing, though, is we have seen the crush margins greatly set back, and they're not making money over in the China right now. So they might not be quite as aggressive accumulating new beans at this crush level.
Well, a couple of things. In the corn pit, December nearby at 434, December deferred at 474¾. November beans nearby, 13.23, and deferred, or next year, at $11.74. There's a pretty good size gap in the soybeans with next year's crop lower than this year's, but next year's crop for corn is higher. I'm wondering whether that will have to be adjusted so that more soybean acres might be put into the ground.
Well, you know, basically along the way, the already projections are for more soybean acres and less corn acres for next year. Already, and I think that is the reason that they're maybe trying to not lose more corn acres looking at it, Todd. So that is already being talked about and looked at that way. But, you know, we are looking at a build-up and carry if we have good weather in South America. On the beans, we're right now we're in a very tight situation.
What's your view of the export market for corn?
The corn market, you know, at these levels, why we've been competitive, we are seeing business pick up, and it's a very good thing because we were scared that maybe we'd lost a lot of that business. But it does look like at lower prices, the good reliability of the U.S. exporting our ports, being able to handle more boats and be more timely in our shipments has seemed to have got us back in that market.
There seems to be some places around the nation that are working pretty heavily in the cash basis to try to fill needs. When that happens, should producers take advantage of it for corn?
I think that, you know, as far as the flat price, on the basis levels for corn, yes. You know, the one thing that we're looking at and we'd like to take advantage of, if at all possible, is the carry. We're looking at July corn at 461 compared to 433 for Dease. Like I say, if the basis now can make up for it around the way, but we would like to sell out a little ways if we can and capture that increase there. But we don't know if the bases will be near as good out in that level either.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joined us here on the mid-morning market report from Illinois Public Media.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
From the Land-Grant University, in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is... Well, you're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. If you get the opportunity, visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. While you're there, look over on the right-hand side of the page. You'll see our Outlook meeting schedule, things that are happening in this week, including the Illinois Beef Association's Beef Quality Assurance Program. That's not listed there, but it's Thursday evening in Mount Vernon. And then there are several others, including one in Lincoln and one in Fairbairn. There are four in total. If you're a beef producer and you're interested in the Beef Quality Assurance Program, visit the Illinois Beef Association's website to find out all the details. You do need to pre-register for that one. There is a meal included. Speaking of meals included, tomorrow right here in Champaign, Illinois, in the the Hilton Garden Inn, the Farmland Markets Conference will take place. That's sponsored by the Farm Doc team, Illinois Extension, and you can come, walk in. Meals are included in that one, $99 if you're a farmland owner, a farmland investor. If you are a farmer, this is a good one to come and see. That's the Farmland Markets Conference. You can see that tomorrow right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus, actually over at the Hilton Garden Inn. Walk-ins are welcome. The cost is just $99. Let's take a look at the weather forecast as it comes in from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Right now, we have 27 degrees and sunny skies outside, and we're looking for sunny skies to remain all day long. Should be a 33-degree high. Tomorrow, mostly clear and 17 degrees, or tonight, that is, and then tomorrow, 40 degrees. We'll shift the winds around once we go from the north to the south. Things warm up a bit, and then tomorrow evening, mostly clear and 26, sunny and 49 on Wednesday of this week, and then partly cloudy on Thursday evening at 35 degrees, partly sunny on Friday and 48, and on Friday evening, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. Of course, don't forget to visit us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming, including the closing market report and commodity week. That second one we record on Friday afternoon. That's our weekly look at what's been happening in the world of agriculture.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
You're listening, of course, to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. from Illinois Public Media, right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. More agricultural programming in just an hour. I'm Todd Gleason.